This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Big day, lots to talk about, hard to get it all in. But I got to make sure I get it in for my sponsor, Fordham Resources. I'll be brief. Fordham Resources, publicly traded diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global stock exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. So give them a call or give them a check out at their website, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, and make your own educated decision. But if you decide to buy a stock, it's ticker symbol FTMR, and they are good friends of this show, and we thank them for that. So violence against conservatives is the overriding, overarching topic of today's show, and here's an article out about three troubling developments showing the anti-Trump resistance growing much more toxic. There's a toxicity going on in the Trump resistance movement, and a writer named Byron York warned Monday today of the rising toxicity, and he highlights three troubling developments in a Washington Examiner column entitled "Anti-Trump Fever Takes a Threatening Turn." And he characterizes it as rationalizations for denying Trump supporters public accommodation and for doxing career federal employees. Appearing on TV, York noted that the co-owner of a Virginia restaurant who refused to serve then-White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said she believes the rules are changing when it comes to businesses or their staffs expressing political opposition. Wow. In an op-ed over the weekend, Stephanie Wilkinson, this is the co-owner of this restaurant in Virginia, she responded to an incident in which Eric Trump was spit on by an employee of a Chicago cocktail bar and said if Trump officials don't want to face such anger, maybe they should consider dining at home. He also, I mean, can you imagine someone saying this in public? He also highlighted a weekend op-ed in the New York Times. What about if I say? Listen, it's very clear everyone running for president on the Democratic side is a communist. And they hate America, and they believe in illegals over legal citizens. So if any legal citizen, who works at a restaurant, they walk in, spit in their food, pee in their food, slap them in the face, make them so uncomfortable they leave the restaurant. Would I say any of that? No! That's horrible stuff. As a matter of fact, you could kill someone, poison somebody. You can't do things like that. But see, they think it's okay. What if a person has AIDS, HIV, and they spit in your face? What if a person smears their blood and they've got HIV and they touch you with it? God knows what these people could do to you, but it's a horrible thing. And I would never want it done to a liberal. Never. Now, if they commit crimes, I want them arrested. If they really commit a crime, there's no crime called being a conservative. So he also highlighted a weekend op-ed in the New York Times in which a London human rights professor effectively called on people to dox border control agents, meaning, for those of you who don't know what dox means, they think it's okay to print the home address of conservative politicians and Border Patrol agents so that liberals can show up and protest and harass you at home, and one of them's going to kill somebody. I keep saying there's going to be a murder or murders of liberal nutcases against conservatives. And if you give out a home address and somebody's murdered, in my opinion, you are guilty of attempted murder or obstruction of justice or whatever it is, collusion with murder, whatever the crime may be. I would charge the person who gives out the address if someone is hurt or murdered with being an accessory to the crime. And this idiot in the weekend op-ed New York Times, this human rights professor from London, argued that such steps are needed, meaning to give out personal home addresses to stop mass atrocity from occurring at the border. There's no atrocity occurring at the border. We're being overrun at the border. There's no atrocity. The atrocity is when you let somebody in purposely. You're a liberal commie pinko judge, and you let somebody in, and that person commits a terrorist attack and kills Americans. That's an atrocity. When you let someone in and they drive drunk and murder someone, that's an atrocity. When you let someone in, they rape and murder someone, that's an atrocity, and you're guilty of it. But we're not committing atrocities by taking people in at the border. They shouldn't be there in the first place. On top of that, York lamented the Antifa attack on conservative journalist Andy Ngo as he covered a Proud Boys rally in Portland, Oregon. Video from the incident does not show what precipitated the attack or what followed it, but Ngo could be seen being kicked, punched, doused with a milkshake, and sprayed with an unknown substance. And then he had some sort of a brain bleed, because what's in the milkshake is some sort of cement. Right, here it is. The so-called milkshakes contained quick-drying cement, pepper spray, and raw eggs. Shunning, shaming, doxing, attacking, as the 2020 campaign reaches full speed, would it surprise anyone to see all of it increase? Well, that's what York says, but I'll tell you what I say. Would it surprise you to hear it evolved, it accelerated to murder? How about rape? There's some beautiful conservative women out there. Don't you think there's some liberals who want to rape them and murder them and assault them? Yes! These are sick people. Here's that actual article. Trump Organization Executive VP Eric Trump was actually in a bar and somebody spit on him, and the co-owner of a Virginia restaurant who refused to serve then White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders wrote a commentary over the weekend. Washington Post op-ed, Stephanie Wilkinson. As far as I know, her business went out of business. Stupid person. Red Hen Restaurant in Virginia. She responded to an incident in which Eric Trump was spit on by an employee of a Chicago cocktail bar. And she says the once ubiquitous idea that companies exist purely and solely to provide profit to shareholders is withering away like corn husks in the summer sun. She had resigned from a Virginia business group. I don't know what that has to do with spitting on someone, but she pointed to several other examples of Trump officials or Republicans meeting resistance while dining out, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, White House Advisor Stephen Miller. She said restaurant workers cannot be expected to clock out of their consciences when they clock in the work. So she's saying it's okay to spit in their food, it's okay to assault them, it's okay to protest them, it's okay to scream in their face, it's okay to threaten them, it's okay to make them leave a restaurant. They're not allowed to eat out anymore. Thank God this only happens in Washington, D.C. You know who's the most honored dinner guest in Las Vegas? Wayne Allen Root. I go out to eat every night, 7 nights a week, and every restaurant loves me, and every restaurant owner comes up to me and whispers in my ear, I'm on your team, I'm on your side, I listen to your show, I love your show. I guess liberals don't know that. I guess you don't know that every small business owner in America and every restaurant owner in America, 99% of them are conservative Republicans because they're business people. Woman or male doesn't matter, white or black doesn't matter, gay or straight doesn't matter. If you own a business, you're a Republican 90% of the time. Almost everyone I've ever met in my life who owns a small business is a Republican. Not everyone owns a big business. Show me someone who owns a business worth $1 billion, I'll show you a liberal every time. Show me someone with a private jet, I'll show you a liberal every time. Because they're so out of touch, money no longer matters to them. So now it's all about they're guilty because they know they don't deserve to be billionaires. They know they got lucky. So those people are always liberal. They want to give money away even though their money's already been earned. You know, their whole goal in life is everybody should give their money away. But they're already a billionaire. So when they do that, that's stopping you from ever becoming rich. They put roadblocks in front of you that weren't in front of them. And that helps them stay at the top. Don't you understand? Deep down, up above, they claim, you know, oh, I'm a big liberal. Deep down below, the real truth is, subconsciously, they want you and me to fail so we can't be as rich as them. So they want taxes much higher than they paid, regulations much worse than they paid, roadblocks that they never had to jump over, so you can never be as cool and as rich as them. That's all it comes down to. But this crazy woman, Stephanie Wilkinson, she says, the high-profile clashes rarely involve one citizen fussing at another over the entrees. It's more a frustrated person, some of whom are restaurant employees, lashing out at the representatives of an administration that has made its name trashing norms and breaking backs. Not surprisingly, if you think about it, you can't call people your enemies by day and expect hospitality from them in the evening. Really? So when the day comes that the world feels returned to its normal axis, I expect we'll see fewer highly charged encounters. In the meantime, new rules apply. If you're directly complicit in spreading hate or perpetuating suffering, maybe you should consider dining at home. No, actually, maybe all of us should consider putting all of you out of business, you witch. You know what we'll do to your restaurants? Your restaurants will be no more. There will be signs in front that say, used to be communist-owned restaurant, driven out of business, because almost everyone who spends money at night out going out to dinner is a Republican and a capitalist, you stupid moron. Gonna drive you out of business. You sick commies who think you can spit in our food and say nasty things to us. Because we don't want America to be attacked by illegal alien invasion, taking over our country, speaking foreign languages, stealing all our taxpayer money. When I get back, new ammo law goes to effect in California. You need ID to buy ammo, but not to vote. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. My doctor suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, brain fog, that's a big one for me. I always had brain fog for the last 20 years. I don't know when it first started. I know it when it ended. It ended about 3 months ago when my doctor suggests sent me their silver solution, which is their alkaline structured silver liquid that I drink in the morning and at night. You know, I just swig a little bit in the morning, I swig a little bit at night, and every once in a while, I swig a little bit in between. And so it's sometimes two times a day, sometimes three times a day when I feel like it. It gives me tremendous energy, and my brain fog just disappears, man. I'm like laser sharp as I drink that stuff. It's amazing. And my voice was saved by their silver lozenges. I've had no colds in 3.5 years, and leaky gut is gone, meaning I used to eat a meal and then I get tired. Well, you know, I had a big lunch today before I did this show. I never would have done that in the past because I get tired after I eat. Well, not anymore. My energy's through the roof. Because of this, my doctor suggests alkaline structured silver. I don't get leaky gut or brain fog anymore. It's amazing. And so they've got this new booklet out, and they'll send you that booklet as well for free, which tells you all the things that this this silver, alkaline structured silver is good for and could make a difference in your life. And it, let me tell you, it's powerful. And you can't get any of this in a store. So get the free booklet and get their products, 866-660-9868, 20% off by mentioning Root, the promo code, and Wayne Root sent you, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root, promo code Root, R-O-O-T, and save 20% off. All right. I get so much mail about them, too. So there are new ammo laws that go into effect in California today for gun owners. Today. And it's just amazing. Gun owners in California are stocking up on ammo as the state's new law requiring background checks to purchase ammo takes effect. So now the ammo is as bad as the gun. And it's not because they care about your safety. It's because they want to take your guns away and keep you completely helpless when you get attacked. You get shot dead. You can't sue the state and say the state's law got you shot dead. Your family cannot collect. It's amazing. Government makes itself immune from everything, whereas in the private industry, everybody gets sued day and night. We're a target in the private industry with a target on our backs. But government, you can't sue. Ask any lawyer. They'll tell you they don't want to take a chance on suing government because there's no return. They can't give enough money. So they don't want to ever sue government. They only want to sue individuals in the private sector. But do you understand, in California, there's no voter ID. Anyone can walk up and vote, but you have to show ID to get bullets. California is the first state in the country to require background checks for ammo purchases. And so a week ahead of the law's implementation, gun owners all last week were flocking to stores to buy ammo. Everyone that has a gun knows about the law that's upcoming. LAX ammunition president told the news outlet, people are stocking up right now. With this new law, you're not only forced to buy ammo in person, but you have to pay a dollar for them to run the background check every time you purchase ammo. Wow. Under new law, all ammo sales must take place in person. Even if the initial purchase was made online, individuals will have to come in and pick up the ammo in store. Phew. What about a person not in the state's registry, the new gun owner who's decided they need to protect themselves at home? How long does it take for them to buy ammo, and how much do they have to pay? How long do they have to wait? Phew. If it's anything like the federal instant system, it'll be anything but instant, leaving gun owners days or weeks on ammo. So that's why everybody is stocking up as we speak right now. And Kim Jong-un shook hands with Trump at the DMC border, an amazing moment over the weekend. The only thing, Trump is the greatest showman ever and a brilliant out-of-the-box thinker. The only thing he did wrong is, and I guess there was just no choice, the timing was the timing. It happened on a weekend and it happened in the middle of the night. Because anything that happens on a weekend disappears from the news media. Anything that happens in the middle of the night disappears from the news media. You know, you've got to do it like on a Monday morning. And then the whole world will be watching on national TV. And the whole world will talk about it that night on the evening news. Again, I doubt Trump was sitting there thinking, ooh, let me grab this opportunity to meet, to shake hands with Kim Jong-un on the border and walk over the DMZ and be the first president to do it. And let me just postpone it by 10 hours so we get prime time on TV in New York. But that's the way you got to think. I'm sorry. The fact is, most people don't even know this ever happened. And the good news is Secretary of State Pompeo says Kim wants to get something very significant done. That's good news. Really good news, because if something gets done, the world will be a safer place, and our President Trump will win the Nobel Peace Prize. Sure as I'm standing, he will absolutely win it. And they will be sick to their stomach as they give it to him. It was their third face-to-face meeting in just over a year. He extended an unusual invitation over Twitter, and Kim agreed and accepted, and they met. Amazing.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is answering back after the Iranian regime declared it's increasing its supply of enriched uranium in breach of the 2015 nuclear pact that they signed with the U.S. President Trump tells reporters Iran is going down a slippery slope.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz was down in McAllen, Texas, meeting with Border Patrol agents and talking to them about some of the things they are going through on a daily basis. The senator also has a message for Congress.
The responsibility for this crisis lies directly on the United States Congress, on loopholes that Congress has put into law that are encouraging far too many people to make this arduous journey.
The Los Angeles Angels are mourning the death of 27-year-old pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on VRA. This is USA Radio, but VRA is the sponsor of the show, so it's kind of like VRA Radio. Without VRA and all our wonderful sponsors, we would not be on the air and you wouldn't be listening to us, or you'd have to pony up money to listen to us every day. You'd have to send in a donation to keep us on the air. So thank goodness for VRA. Three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter. But not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. I give Kip my highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beaten Wall Street for 15 out of 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat him like a drum. And by the way, the latest news from Kip this morning, I don't know if I could find it on short notice, but all I could tell you is Kip's numbers for this year are through the roof for the first 6 months of this year. So separate from beating Wall Street 15 out of 16 years, he's had an incredible run this year. Here it is. VRA update. VRA portfolio's up 27% for the first half of 2019, and they've outperformed the Dow by 59%. And here's the big news. Only for fans of Wayne Allyn Root at USA Radio, Kip's offering a free two-week membership to VRA. So go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRA for Vertical Research Advisory. VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. Thank you, Kip, for sponsoring this show. We've got our guest here, Christina Wong, Pentagon reporter for Breitbart News. We've had her on quite a few times in the past. Her website is Breitbart.com, one of the top conservative websites in the world, if not the top conservative website in the world. And we're honored to have Breitbart's representative on with us. Christina Wong, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
So I've been talking the whole day. My whole first 2 hours really have been dedicated to what, you know, I always kind of pick out what I think is the biggest news story in America, and I kind of pound it and pound it and pound it and stick with it. And this is the big one for me, exactly what you and I are talking about today. The fact that Antifa has gotten so violent and liberals have gotten so violent and the Trump haters have gotten so violent. What's happening in Portland is the tip of the iceberg, but it's certainly the worst in the country. Tell us what you think is really going on in Portland with their mayor and police commissioner Ted Wheeler and the protests. Has he just legalized thuggery in Portland?
The mayor Ted Wheeler, he just issued some sort of statement. It's incredibly weak, you know, just this weak pledge to do everything, you know, he can to make sure those who have committed violence are held accountable. But that's essentially nothing. There were only three arrests. You know, there were hundreds of Antifa beating up on, well, there are hundreds of Antifa there, and there were, you know, at least dozens beating up on poor Andy Ngo. He's the Vietnamese, conservative journalist. He's a proud American. I mean, there's video of him being attacked. Adam Kelly is another man, and John Blum is another guy who was attacked during the riots. And I mean, it's really insane. I mean, this is violence in the streets. This is brutal assault in Portland. You know, it used to be, you know, this thought of as a very, you know, liberal and like very hip. I mean, it still is, but I mean, to see these violent outbursts, on the street, I mean, it's really alarming. And it seems that the mayor's not doing anything about it. And what's worse is that you see the left condone it. You see, you know, members of the mainstream left either not say a word or cheer these attacks on. Justifying these attacks, I think that is probably the most alarming thing to come out of this. You know, some people on you know, Twitter saying Andy Ngo picked the fight. He knew this would happen. They're calling him a Nazi and a racist. You know, Andy Ngo is a gay Asian immigrant to America, and you know, people are trying to paint him as the provocateur here. So. You know, it's just really out of hand.
Christina, can you even imagine if conservative activists led by conservative talk show host Wayne Root and Breitbart spit on a liberal gay man or beat him with a milkshake laced with you know, some sort of terrible toxic substance or maybe wet cement and literally fractured his brain and caused a brain bleed? Can you even imagine if we attacked a gay person, yet they attacked a gay person? And I don't think I'm sure it's not going to be the lead story or even mentioned on the evening news at any of the major networks tonight.
There are crickets about Andy Ngo's attack. You know, where's Human Rights Campaign? You know, where are all the human rights groups? Where are all the LGBT groups? They're completely silent. Where are all the Asian journalist groups? You know, there's just crickets. And you know, I can't imagine if I were to go to cover those Antifa protests, and if I got attacked, you know, what people would say. There'd probably be silence. There would probably be, oh, she knew she was getting into. She's a Nazi. You know, she's a racist. You know, even though I'm a Asian female person of color, you know, it's just anything to justify, you know, their side. And it's just sad, but it really exposes the hypocrisy of the left, you know, how really intolerant they've come. And they've resorted to violence. You know, I think Jake Tapper, CNN journalist, he was saying, you know, he used comparison of, you know, past incidents where Antifa has attacked journalists, but it's Antifa cutting the cord of a camera, you know, them yelling something, but never an assault like this. You know, like that we saw in Andy and Adam Kelly and this guy John Blum. I mean, it's worsening. This was an escalation of violence. And yeah, you look at Adam Kelly's head. If you go to Michelle Malkin's Twitter feed, she's done a really great job of documenting this. And thank goodness, because if she doesn't do this, who else will? None of the mainstream media outlets are covering this. And so Adam Kelly, I mean, his head would require 25 stitches. He was hit by a crowbar or some other sort of weapon. I mean, this is serious stuff. And as you mentioned, Andy Ngo, he had brain hemorrhaging. I mean, this is really bad. Do we need someone to die, you know, before people take it seriously? You know, so it's really alarming. It just shows that it's getting worse. And hopefully, you know, people will speak out. I think out of all the Democratic 2020 candidates, only Andrew Yang has spoken out so far.
And by the way, you know what I think about Andrew Yang. No one's ever heard his name. No one has any idea who Andrew Yang is. He's worse than Bill de Blasio. At least Bill de Blasio is the mayor of the biggest city in the United States, and most people have no idea who he is. But who the hell is Andrew Yang? I don't know. I mean, I can't name nothing against Andrew Yang. I can't name, like, 10 of the Democratic candidates. I don't know who the hell they are. Who's this guy Delaney? Who's this guy Mulchin? I've never heard of these people in my life. It's crazy, but they're running for president. So what? what? I mean, does that mean something to me? They're running for president because anybody now thinks they can run for president. I'm surprised there isn't like a homeless bag lady running for president on the Democratic side. Crazy. And then we're supposed to care what she thinks. She's a homeless bag lady. What are their qualifications? They don't have any. this is a new thing for me, the idea that there are milkshakes that are mixed with some sort of wet cement. What the hell is that about?
I know. And you have people saying, oh, it's just a milkshake. You know, oh, it's just, you know, like his bag, you know, Andy Ngo's bag, he's got, you know, some milkshake on it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is really terrorist tactics. I mean, this is really bad. I mean, you know, it causes chemical burns. I mean, who knows what else it could do. I mean, this is really bad. And it's, you can't easily detect something like this. And what tactic are they going to use next? So there is a rumor, you know, that I think there's a march coming up in D.C. that some groups are calling, calling for the use of acid, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and that's just a rumor, and I really, really hope it's not true. But, you know, the more, people turn the other way, you know, ignore these attacks, the worse I think they'll become and the more emboldened Antifa will get. So this is taking a dangerous turn.
Yes, it has, and I saw there's some sort of Bernie Sanders commercial out, TV commercial, where he shows a scene of a guy running up on stage, trying to attack President Trump. I know that Nigel Farage, there's some sort of ad going on in England where they're showing this, the potential kind of fantasy assassination of Nigel Farage. This is getting serious because when you start showing people scenes of someone assassinating the guy you don't like, it's going to give them ideas.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, it's very sick, you know, and then you just have a bunch of, you know, cheerleaders on social media that, and so there's no one really out there saying, you know, on the left saying this is wrong, you know, and I think that is the problem. You know, you don't have the right out there cheering for Nazis, you know. And so I think the left really needs to, you know, have someone who points out that these things are wrong to hopefully dial these back before they get worse and worse.
Yeah, you remember when Steve Scalise got shot and the left was aghast and they finally said some negative things. Well, it's going to take a shooting or a death. Someone's going to be crippled for life, paralyzed for life. Remember George Wallace? They'll shoot some Republican. He's going to be paralyzed for life. Or they'll kill somebody, and then the left will say something, like for a day, right? For a day. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it happened. Well, you encouraged it at CNN and MSNBC. Crazy.
Exactly.
Christina Wong, let's hope they're not coming after Wayne Root and Breitbart's reporters. Let's hope that we're not on that list, but we got to be near the top because we're doing a good job. Good job. Thank you, Christina. Pentagon reporter for Breitbart News. Thanks for coming on. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now
It's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature. Change.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. I want to mention again the Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, 27 years old, found dead in his hotel room, I believe at the Hilton at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Very unusual. It's just not a usual thing to hear about a 27-year-old professional athlete, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, doesn't really matter, of a major sport who they find dead in his room. I mean, there's been car accidents, there's been plane accidents, and there's been a few deaths, but not too many of players in the prime of their careers. So we send our best wishes, condolences, and prayers to the family of Tyler Skaggs. Terrible thing. And the game was canceled between the Texas Rangers and the Angels today, the Los Angeles Angels, because of this situation. The Angels team is just despondent. I mean, everybody, you know, loves their fellow players, and obviously it's heartbreaking and shocking when a player dies. Speaking of sports, though, I got to get to one of the biggest sports stories of the day, and it's the gay U.S. women's soccer star, I didn't even know she was gay, by the way. I don't even know why I need to know somebody's gay. That's the whole problem in our society. Megan Rapinoe is the one who curses out Trump and hates Trump and will never go to the White House and, you know, does nothing but knees for the national anthem, takes a knee. Horrible liberal commie pinko slime. But she turns out to be gay. I didn't know that. And she accepts an invitation after rejecting Trump. If she wins, she won't go to the White House. She accepts an invite from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Isn't that perfect? That's perfect. I didn't know that a congressperson could invite you. Was she inviting you to her bar where she was a bartender? She invited you to her little office the size of a cubbyhole closet at the United States House? Is that what she's inviting you to? I didn't know that was where you could invite the entire women's soccer team. Who is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? What makes her think she can invite people to the House if she's the speaker? This is like the janitor of the White House inviting someone to the Lincoln bedroom. Unbelievable. Weird, delusional, psychotic, mentally ill hatred of Trump. Just more of that. And here's why, okay? Because Trump is great in everything he does, and they can't stand it. President Trump defies a court order and will continue ICE raids and mass deportation of illegals. Yay! That's not racism. That's not being a terrible person. That is raiding bad people who have felonies, who are here illegally in the first place. They've done much further damage by committing real crimes in the United States. And these are courts that have ordered them deported, and we're going to deport them. That's good. That's good, you idiots. On Saturday, President Trump declared Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents would begin previously scheduled operations to remove illegal aliens from the United States who have been ordered out of the country by immigration courts sometime after July 4th. If I was him, I would have gone out of my way to say that and then have the raids happen on July 4th. You know, you got, remember Trump says you got to be what's the word he looks for? Disruptive, and people can't get a handle on what you're going to, you know, can never get a handle on when you're going to actually do what you say you're going to do. You want to be, you know, reckless and wild and dangerous and unpredictable. That's the word I'm really looking for, unpredictable. So go ahead and raid them on July 4th. He says we're going to be removing large numbers of people starting a week after, or sometime after July 4th. The president's announcement comes a day after another federal judge in California issued a permanent injunction against the administration's intent to use unallocated Pentagon funds for border wall construction. You know whose idea that was? That's Wayne Root's idea. So a judge just said Wayne Root's idea cannot happen. He's an Obama-appointed judge. Do you notice every single judge that rules against Trump, all the things that are ruled against are from Obama-appointed judge. Trump says we're immediately appealing. We think we'll win the appeal. There's no reason that should have happened. It was U.S. District Judge Haywood Gilliam of the Ninth Circuit had previously issued a temporary injunction after Trump issued my idea, a national security emergency, and announced he would use Defense Department funds to build the wall and secure the southern border. And by the way, this guy Gilliam, this judge, was a regular financial donor to Obama's two campaigns. In any case, He had to order the operations delayed at the request of Democrats, which he later said was in response to a plea from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Some analysts noted Trump agreed to the request simply because he knows congressional Democrats are not serious about addressing loopholes in the asylum laws and other security measures, including building a wall. And he says, at the request of Democrats, I've delayed illegal immigration removal process for 2 weeks to see if we can get together and work out a solution. But if not, deportations start. Earlier this year, the president announced he was contemplating action under the Insurrection Act as a means of pushing back against federal courts unconstitutionally limiting executive branch authority, both for the border wall funds or other security policies that a president has an authority to implement. So go ahead and use that law, President Trump. It's fine. And meanwhile, the president of El Salvador takes the blame for the deaths of migrants trying to reach America. Of course they deserve blame. It's your fault. Why is everybody leaving your country? Why is everybody leaving your country? Because there is no freedom. There is no opportunity. There's nothing but gangbangers killing people, raping people. Your country is lawless and out of control like the rest of Central America and just like Mexico. Lawless and out of control. So, of course, they come. Why do they come to America? Oh, the liberals hate us. The liberals say we're terrible. The liberals say we're Nazis. Liberals say we have concentration camps. You know those concentration camps? The people from Central America and Mexico have never had it so good. They're living better there than they ever lived in their grass huts in the middle of their Latin American dictatorships ruled by drug lords and the Mexican drug cartel. Best situation they've ever had.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.